thou art worthy.
Amen.
You may be seated. I'm asking you, do you have something against it when I take off Brother Frank's jacket?
Amen.
Amen. One moment, please, Brother Schmidt. One moment. Thank you. First of all, we give you greetings from many who have phoned in, from Africa in particular, from Sweden, from here and from there. Then we have greetings from our brother Ferdinand from Hungary, greetings from our brother Adrian from Romania, greetings from our brother from Goma, may God bless him. Greetings from Moscow of our brethren there. Greetings from brother Petro from Rome, from the group there. Then greetings from the English translator. Oh, of course. From our brethren from New Zealand, I should thank especially our brother Fitzek for the wonderful translation into the English language. They are overwhelmed. Then we have greetings from Poland, from brother Janusz, and greetings from Nairobi, I already mentioned. Then again greetings from Ottawa, Canada. We are truly joined with many brothers and sisters. Brother Joseph from Kinshasa, he phoned. Also others phoned. They are sending greetings. Then today, we have our brother Elia in our midst from Kananga. Please stand up. God bless you in a special way. Just recently, I was there for the first time. And God has blessed beyond measure and has given grace. God bless you in our midst. Then we have our brother from Kinshasa, brother Mansari. Please stand up. One of the translators. You all know, in Africa, it could be three languages, English, French, and then the native language, the dialect which is spoken there. And where is Brother Tati? Please stand up so that all see who were the two translators, the one into the French language and the other one into the local language. God bless you.
God bless you. Amen.
Then we are again so far, even greetings from Port Elizabeth. The brethren really phoned from all over. They are joined with us and are already waiting that the June visit comes, and then also the July visit. Both months are reserved for Africa. Now on Wednesday, it goes to the East and South Africa, and then it goes on in July to carry the precious and holy Word of God. Then we all heard of what is happening around Jerusalem, what is happening in the Arabic world, how the demands are written down black on white, that Israel should go back to the borders from 1967. And who really knows the things. And even they said, he who experienced the declaration of the State of Israel 1948, we all know, a little man, a Jew born in Poland, Ben Gurion, he then declared the State of Israel. But here's the point, brothers and sisters. There was never a Palestinian state. All of the area, which is called today the West Jordan, belonged to Jordan. In 1964, I traveled from Amman to Jerusalem. I went through the gate, to one gate of Jerusalem, from east to west. The area just belonged to Jordan, and it was an own state. And now another state should come up. Who shall finance it? Also, this is written down somewhere here, that the European Union is giving 40,000 billions to the Arabic. They all have enough money, they have enough oil, but they get billions from us. And one notices how the politics is working together with the economy and how everything is coming to its end now. And then sometime the peace will be declared. We don't want to go here into the details. We just want to say, we are not only in the end time, we arrived at the end of the end time. And from one sermon of Brother Branham, I just would like to read something before we read the scriptures. In the sermon, The Rapture, Brother Branham says, he foreordained that these things will come. Therefore, he must also send it. Firstly, when he makes himself ready to descend from heaven, then the shout comes forth. What is it? It is a message to bring the people together. And then the next sentence, you see, the bridegroom comes. Arise, arise, and trim your lambs. And then they did it. They did it. Some of them, they found out that they didn't have enough oil in their lamps. But now it's the time to trim the lamps. It's the time of Malachi 4 and Luke 17. And then the quote, firstly, the shout goes forth, then the voice, then the trump. Through the shout, a messenger is preparing the people. The bride will be called together. After that, the resurrection takes place of the dead, and together they shall go up. Firstly, the shout, the message goes forth, through which the bride will be called together. Secondly, the resurrection of those who are asleep in Christ takes place. Those who died in the other ages, and they shall be taken up together. We are now so far. The only thing
herausgerufene Gemeinde in der Sonne liegen muss.
The only thing is that the bride must lie in the sun to get ripened. After a while, the great combine will come, and then the wheat shall be gathered into the garner. Then the sentence, it's my message. I always knew that the healings at that time was only to draw the attention of the people, because I was aware of that the message would go forth. Yes, the message went forth. It went forth. One more sentence now. Therefore, the message is calling the bride together. Therefore, the message is calling the bride together. We all understood, although Brother Branham says here that the wheat must be ripened first. Last Sunday, Brother Rufer drove us to the airport. An old farmer, his dad was already a farmer, and we spoke about that no rain is falling. And he said, Brother Frank, when no rain falls, then came also the word latter rain. When the wheat doesn't get the rain, then it doesn't have the quality which it needs. The wheat needs the latter rain before the harvest, so that the right quality is in the wheat. You all know that Brother Rufer Senior and Brother Zink, who sits here in the front, they were both one of the first ones who heard the word of God in Switzerland and who believed it with all their hearts. Brother Zink, just recently, he got 90 years old. And Brother Kupfer also just got 90 years. And we are just so grateful that the Lord has blessed and guided you And when we heard that Brother Kupfer cannot drive anymore so with the car, it was such a trouble for him. And the brethren were praying for it, that they could still drive by car to the meetings in Krefeld and Zurich. And these brothers and sisters in the far advanced age, may God bless you all. May God bless you beyond measure. And all those who are traveling far distances from all the neighboring countries to hear the word of the Lord. And as I was thinking today about these things, by which scriptures the Lord wants to speak to us, Matthew 24 came to me, and also Matthew 25, and also other scriptures. But before we read these scriptures, let me first read you 2 Corinthians, chapter 11. And here, just the verses 2 to 4. To understand that we have a divine commission, and that we're not speaking of ourselves, that we do not present own doctrines or thoughts, but that it is today as it was then, to present Christ a chaste virgin. 2 Corinthians, chapter 11, verse 2. For I am jealous over you with godly jealousy, for I have espoused you to one husband, that I may present you as a chaste virgin to Christ. We all know what happened in the Garden of Eden. Eve was a virgin, and then came the beguiling, and then she wasn't a virgin anymore. And therefore Paul writes in verse 3, but I fear, lest by any means, as the serpent beguiled Eve through his craftiness, so your minds should be corrupted from the simplicity that is in Christ. It's just so important to be led by the Holy Spirit. As we heard already in the word of introduction from John chapter 16, and here it says, before the verses which we just read, in verse 8 in John 16, it says, and when he has come, John 16, verse 8, and when he has come, he will reprove the world of sin and of righteousness and of judgment. Not you, not I, not a preacher, but under the preaching, the Spirit of God will work in all who believe the sermon. Then it says in verse 9, of sin, because they believe not on me, of righteousness, because I go to my Father, and ye see me no more, of judgment, because the prince of this world is judged. Jesus Christ, our Lord, is the victor of Calvary. And We have been placed upon victory ground, and we remain standing on it until we come from believing unto seeing. In verse 4, it says then, for if someone cometh along and preaches another Jesus unto you, whom we have not preached, or if ye receive another spirit which ye have not received, or another gospel which ye have not accepted, ye might well bear with him. Paul, he had to rebuke the Corinthians because they bore everything, and they didn't prove, as it is written in Acts chapter 17, and they searched daily in the Holy Scriptures. Acts chapter 17, verse 11. They were more noble than those in Thessalonica, in that they received the word with all readiness of mind, and searched the scriptures daily, whether those things were so. And this we are also doing. We not only heard the message. I want to emphasize something here. In the recent times, one always hears to what kind of great blessings the sermons of Brother Branham are for the people. Just so wonderful. How God sends the appetite by His grace to read these sermons, to go deep into it, and to let God speak to ourselves. The same can be said that the word becomes clearer and clearer to each one of us. Everything was what was not yet revealed since many years, this is now revealed by His grace. What really overwhelmed me today is what we just read in Matthew 24 and also in Matthew 25. Please bear in mind what is being said now. In chapter 24, the Lord spoke about all things which refer to the end time, about wars and rumors of wars, about that many false teachers will come up. And right in verse 4, in Matthew 24, verse 4, our Lord said, and Jesus answered and said unto them, take heed that no man deceive you. And then in verse 8, you shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. Verse 6, see that ye be not troubled, for all these things must come to pass, but the end is not yet. It must come that way, but it is not yet the end. And then it is being described what kind of things must come first and what will happen in the last period of time. And in verse 11, and many false prophets shall rise and shall deceive many. And because iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold. But he that shall endure unto the end, the same shall be saved. In one verse, it says, it's not yet the end. And then the Lord says, what should come first? The wars and rumors of wars and earthquakes. And then, in verse 14, and this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world for a witness unto all nations, and then shall the end come. Before that, the end is not yet. And then it's being said, what kind of things should happen first before the end really comes? Brothers and sisters, that we live now in this time, let me read it to you. Let me show it to you from the Word of God. You can read it yourselves in all of the chapter. But in verse 27, it says, of the coming of the Lord. 27. For as the lightning cometh out of the east and shineth even unto the west, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. And please pay attention now. Here we are told, as the lightning cometh out of the east and shineth even to the west, so shall also the coming of the Lord be. There are, of course, brothers within the message. They are preaching very loud that the Lord, since 1963, is already descending. And then, if one looks at their evidences, it is just unbelievable. Unbelievable. Why it was possible that God's words and that what Brother Branham said, that it could be misunderstood in this way. And this happened because they didn't search the scriptures. Now, something more. Then they not only say, it's not only said what would happen before the rapture, but it's also being said what would happen after the rapture. Namely, from verse 29. Immediately after the tribulation of those days shall the sun be darkened, and the moon shall not give her light, and the stars shall fall from heaven, and the powers of the heavens shall be shaken. Here the key word, immediately after the tribulation of those days. The church doesn't go through this period of tribulation. The church is being raptured before that. But our Lord said everything. Doesn't matter what kind of coming is meant. Everything he said to us very clearly. And then comes verse 32. Now, learn a parable of the fig tree. We all know in Hosea chapter 9, in verse 10, Israel is compared with the fig tree already in the Old Testament. And here, in verse 33, we read, "So likewise ye, when ye shall see all these things, know that it is near, even at the door." And then comes verse 35. "Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my words shall not pass away." And then we are told, "Of that day and of that hour knoweth no man, but those who will be ready, they are having part in the rapture." And as we just read it in the quote of Brother Branham, those who were ready and those who died in Christ, they shall rise first. And then we, who we are alive and remain, we shall be caught up together with them. The great mistake is that the term Jesus comes back to this earth. This statement became a snare for many. When Jesus Christ, our Lord, comes for the rapture, then of course not that he puts his feet somewhere onto this earth. No, as it is written in 1 Thessalonians, in chapter 4, from verse 13 up to the end, that we shall be raptured to meet the Lord in the air, to go with him to the marriage supper, so that he is fulfilled and his bride has made herself ready, and to her was given to be arrayed in white linen. Only when the Lord reveals himself to the people of Israel, when he comes down with his feet on Mount of Olives, as written in the prophet Zechariah, or when he starts his rulership over all the earth, then he will come down to this earth again, but not at the rapture. Therefore, our Lord warned, when they shall say, "He is here," or "He is there," don't go. When they will say, "He is in the desert," or in some kind of chamber, don't believe it. Don't go there. For as the lightning cometh out of the east and shineth even unto the west, so shall the return of the Lord be. And the most tremendous thing is written here in the verses 39 to 41 in Matthew 24. "And they noticed nothing until the flood came and took them all away. So likewise shall also the coming of the Son of Man be." Here we have, luckily we have the German language. Not only coming, the return. In the German language it says return. Very important. There are various comings of our Lord, but there's only one single return of Jesus Christ, our Lord. The promise is written down In John 14, I go to prepare a place for you, and I come again to receive you unto myself, so that you are there where I am also. Now just imagine how wonderful the description is, what would happen at the return of our Lord. Verse 40 and 42. Then shall two be in the field. The one shall be taken and the other left. Two women shall be grinding at the mill. The one shall be taken and the other left. So, at the rapture, something will happen. Those who are ready will be taken up to be with the Lord forever, and those who are left behind, they will experience the great disappointment. And then they will knock at the door when it is too late. Therefore, in verse 42, it says, the admonition is addressed to all of us. Watch therefore, for ye know not what hour your Lord does come. And then, brothers and sisters, we have it. How it could be no more perfect, how it couldn't be more perfect. The description that the ministers would distribute the food which is stored in. Verse 44. Who then is a faithful and wise servant whom his Lord has made ruler of his household to give them food in due season? In connection with the return of the Lord, in connection with the signs of the time, in connection with the fulfillment of Bible prophecy in the end time, and whoever reads all these points, he will of course understand that we are in the midst of these developments, that we don't have to wait for it anymore, but that now we are in this development. And then it says in verse 46, blessed is that servant whom his Lord, when he cometh, when he returns, shall find so doing. Verily, I say unto you, that he shall make him ruler over all his goods. He will just set him over everything what God has given us. Not just partly revelations. We all know, since the days of Reformation, there was revival after revival. Great men of God were used by the Lord. Also after Martin Luther, after Calvin, after Zwingli, after Schwenkfeld, and who they were. God went on and on, and in every revival it went deeper and deeper into the Holy Scripture. And in every age, all who were part of the Church of the Living God, they believed the message which was preached. More than what was preached, they couldn't believe, because faith cometh by hearing. And therefore, they will also be part when the Lord returns, because at their time, they believed what was preached unto them. And then we are coming, of course, through the 500 years. And now, In the year 2017, it will be, of course, 500 years since Martin Luther nailed the 95 theses to the Castle Church at Wittenberg. And when the breakthrough of the Reformation came along, and this breakthrough was important for all the other revivals which then followed, up to the revival at the turn of the century, so that the Holy Spirit fell down and God anew started to work. This was before World War I. But who knows what happened after World War II, when all of Europe was in rubble, especially Germany, when Europe was divided, when Berlin was divided, when there were just East and West and the Iron Curtain, who would have thought that it would become differently again? But here we have the quote of Brother Branham. When the eastern part of Berlin is given back, then the Roman Empire will come up as it was in olden times. And we all, of course, witnessed it, that what we thought to be impossible, this has become possible, so that the Word of God really can be carried into all the world. And also all our brothers and sisters from East and West, from South and North, can be called out. I still remembered of the wonderful experience when I heard the voice. The bride from Eastern Europe will be called. And when that happens, then say to the people, my coming is very near. And I was in this experience in a great building, and I looked from the platform over the people, and many chairs were still empty. And then I looked to my left, and there an emergency exit opened, and the first brother came in with his group. I went on around like this. I greeted him, and the group went on. Then the next brother came, the next group, the next brother, the next group. And when this experience came to its end, I looked to the crowd of the people, and not one single chair was empty. All the chairs were taken in this huge building. After God has called out from all peoples, tongues and nations, then the number will get full. And we may live now in this time. But now we are coming to chapter 25. Please, remember what is written down in chapter 24. Remember it. And now we are coming to chapter 25. Then, when all this is happening, what we just read, then shall the kingdom of heaven be likened unto 10 virgins which took their lamps and went forth to meet the bridegroom. Then, at that time, when everything of chapter 24 is coming to fulfillment, when we experience all that and witness all that, that the fig tree becomes blooming, everything what is written, wars, rumors, pestilence, everything what is written, There we are living now. And therefore it says, then shall the kingdom of heaven be likened unto 10 virgins. Not 500 years ago, but now. Now, where all of Bible prophecy is coming to fulfillment. Then shall the kingdom of heaven be likened unto 10 virgins, which took their lamps and went forth to meet the bridegroom. Who spoke of bride and bridegroom? I don't know whether it stood out to you. Only John the Baptist. He said, the friend of the bridegroom hears the cry of the bridegroom. And this my joy is now complete. Paul, the greatest man of God of the New Testament, he didn't use the word bride for a single time. Not a single time. His commission was to write down everything to the church about gifts, about end time, about everything what the church must know. He has written it down. But then John was on the Isle of Patmos. And he saw the Lord as the Son of Man walking in the midst of the 7 golden lampstands. He heard the voice of the Almighty. And then up to Revelation 19, verse 7. And his bride has made herself ready. So, then, when all this is happening, then shall the kingdom of heaven be likened unto 10 virgins, which took their lamps and went forth to meet the bridegroom. And this is our time, the calling out time, the separation time, the preparation time, the coming into agreement of bride and bridegroom is happening now in the presence of God, in the meetings which the Lord gives us by His grace. And there's not one discrepancy. Let me just say it once again from last night. Not only the great state churches have the Trinity doctrine and the Trinitarian baptism. They made them their pillars. Not only they. Their creeds have sometimes 9 points. In previous times, when I preached in denominations, then I knew exactly at the entrance is written down the creed. And time and again I was reading it. Also in South America and in Central America. They just put up the creed, the dogma, at the entrance, so that all know what is being believed here. Without exception, all the fellowships have the Nicene Creed. And you all know, of course, what is in it. The Father is eternal, the Son is eternal, the Holy Spirit is eternal, the Father is God, the Son is God, Holy Ghost is God. And they make out of that one God who revealed himself to us as Father in heaven and who revealed himself in his only begotten Son on the earth and in us by the Holy Spirit, they make him 3 different persons. And now we are coming to the very critical point, brothers and sisters, when the Lord God on the 7th of May 1946, through a heavenly calling, when he commissioned Brother Branham. Then there were brothers. The end of 48 and 49 and so forth. They were so overwhelmed what God did, and it really happened. Extraordinary things happened. Blind received their sight on the spot. The lame walked on the spot. The cripples took their beds and walked out. I watched it. I've seen it. I was there. And all these great men who then started their own mission works, do you know at what kind of thing they stumbled? There were only two doctrinal points. They didn't stumble that the blind received their sight, that thousands upon thousands were coming together under the word. The greatest meetings took place in Bombay, India, and in Durban, South Africa. 300,000 and more were present at these meetings. Everything nice. He's a great man of God. These things never happened, what we are seeing now. And I remember that evangelist for whom I should become the European manager in 1960. He drove here in Krefeld with an Opel, with a great Opel. And he showed me a great house in the city in which I should dwell. And this Opel Capitaine should be mine. And then came the admonition in a dream, don't sell your birthright. And I knew exactly, please, this was 1960, but I knew exactly that I'm not ordained to be a minister of a man. If then I serve God. But here is the special point. They said Brother Branham rejects the Trinity doctrine. They also said that he rejects the Trinitarian baptism. These were their two reasons. The man of God, Brother Branham, who received a direct call just as Moses had it, and how it was connected with the plan of salvation. This was their reason. Oh, he rejects the Trinity doctrine. He rejects the triune baptism. And then also these Pentecostal brothers, they went so far that they said, he is a false prophet. This was really connected with much pain. And why do I say this now? When all these fellowships, when all the state churches, doesn't matter, Anglican, and wherever they might be on the earth, and in what kind of country, when all these state churches are remaining in the doctrine of Rome, then, for my sake, let it be so. I cannot change it. But people who are claiming, who have drank of the cup of the Lord, who claim to be filled with the Holy Spirit, who claim to have received a ministry, who are praying for the sick and who prophesy, they just have to shake everything out of there. And then they reject a man sent from God. They don't examine by the word of God that the word Trinity is not written down a single time in the Bible. That the word triune God is not written a single time in the Bible. Not a single time it says Father is God, Son is God, Holy Ghost is God. Not a single time. And please, remain sitting. There's not a single act in this word of God which would be done in the triune formula. Not a single act, not one. Everything what you do in deed or word, this do in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. This is the New Testament covenant name. And now we are coming to the question. Didn't the brothers read the word? Didn't it come up into their minds to become silent and to ask themselves the question whether they perhaps in their denomination are doctrinally in error? But that what God did, they took it for their confirmation, and therein was their snare, their destruction. God doesn't confirm the preacher. God confirms the word which is being preached. And doesn't matter who preaches the word. If it is being believed, then you can have an experience with God. I say it with great pain. Also here in this country, I knew everyone before 1949. All these gentlemen in the Pentecostal churches, in the churches of the full gospel, I even translated the brother of the highest man in Kassel. And when we then drove to the city of Erzhausen, here from Krefeld, we drove with a couple of brothers to speak about the ministry of Brother Branham, who was with me. Two or three must be still here today. And that day I don't forget. The representative stood up. I showed the photograph with the supernatural light above Brother Branham. And I said, brethren, please think about it. That here is a divine call, a divine commission. Please, don't sin. And this representative came to me. He took the photograph with a pillar of fire out of my hand, and he has thrown it onto the floor. And he said, this photograph has nothing to say to me. You can imagine how I felt at the time. To know that here is not only a call, but a promise is given here. Behold, I send unto you the prophet Elijah before the great and terrible day of the Lord comes. He shall restore all things. And that's how it is written. Why do these gentlemen don't search in the Holy Scripture? And afterward, they are spreading William Branham was a false teacher. And then the 2 points, which we touched now, they are mentioned then. How grateful we can be, brothers and sisters, that the Lord has called us out from all these spiritual prisons and has put us into the liberty of the children of God, so that we can believe as the scripture says. May all the others believe what they think to be right. We believe as the scripture has said. And we are really grateful. Maybe this also from last night, just to mention it. If the Holy Scripture says, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, then the Lord is meant with it, whom whom all of the Holy Scripture means, and the baptism which is confirmed in this word, and the faith which once for all was delivered unto the saints. Brothers and sisters, just receive it. It is the indescribable grace of God who has chosen us from before the foundation of the world that we may live now, that we may hear his word now and to receive Matthew 25. Then, when all these things are happening, then shall the kingdom of heaven be likened unto 10 virgins, which went forth with their lamps to meet the bridegroom. Did you go out? Did you take your lamp? Is it filled with oil? Do you have revelation by the Spirit of God that you are a wise virgin, that you are ordained to belong to the bride of the Lamb? And you see, we don't confer with flesh and blood. We believe, as the Scripture has said. Please receive it as a word of the Lord. Then, when all these things are coming to pass, what the Lord has said, up to that the food is being given out in due season. In fact, everything what the Lord has said here, then shall the kingdom of heaven be likened unto 10 virgins. The Lord always spoke in parables, be it 1 million, nobody knows. But God gave to Abraham the promise, as the number of the stars in heaven are, and as the sand is on the seashore, so the number of your descendants shall be. I believe that Calvary was worth it. I believe that the redemption and reconciliation with God is valid in all who believe. Let me read from Romans and then also from Colossians. Firstly, let us read Romans chapter 5 to show us how faithful God is, how well he means with us, how he leads us into the riches of his word and of his grace. Here in Romans chapter 5, verse 18 and 19. Therefore, as by the offense of one judgment came upon all men to condemnation, even so, by the righteousness of one, the free gift came upon all men unto justification of life. Hear verse 19. For as by one man's disobedience many were made sinners, so by the obedience of one shall many be made righteous. Shall be many made righteous. Colossians chapter 3. A wonderful word. Colossians chapter 3, verse 1. If ye then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God. Set your mind on things above, not on things on the earth. For ye are dead, and your life is hid with Christ in God. When Christ, who is our life, shall appear, then shall ye also appear with him in glory. Here we have the description of the true believers to have died with Christ, having been buried with him, and to rose together with him unto a new life. We received already eternal life. Our soul is saved. We are just waiting for the translation of our bodies. And God will give grace that in all the trials, and the trials will increase, just as Israel was misunderstood and encamped around by all sides, and brothers and sisters, is there any other country where Mr. Barroso or any other man would dare to say, this you must give back, this you can keep? It's really only about one single country on the earth, about one single elect people of God in the natural realm. And all the enemies, they think they could rule and decide over this country. And then God says beforehand, through the prophet Joel, he says that he will judge all the people who divide his country. Shall I read it to you? It's written in the prophet Joel. It's a threat of judgment to those who divided his country. And we all know that also these things must come to pass. We could really go from one prophet to the other prophet. And time and again we could read and show that we are living in the fulfillment of Bible prophecy. Here it's written, Joel, chapter 3 in the English Bible, it's chapter 3. Joel, chapter 3, verse 2. I will also gather all nations and will bring them down into the valley of Jehoshaphat and will plead with them there for my people and for my heritage Israel, whom they have scattered among the nations and parted my land. The Almighty God said, my land they divided. And it's happening before our eyes. Also the rest of Bible prophecy for the end time, it reminds us on Matthew 25. Then, Then, when all this Bible prophecy comes to fulfillment on the people of Israel, worldwide, on the nations, all the natural catastrophes, as they were never before, when all these things are coming to fulfillment, then the kingdom of heaven shall be likened unto 10 virgins. And we are living in this time. And you are part of the calling out. You knew it's not the message of a man, but it's the word of God with all the promises for this time. One more scripture from 2 Corinthians, chapter 6. 2 Corinthians, chapter 6. Here the Apostle Paul spoke about how it should be among the saints and how it will be among the believers. Let us read from verse 1. We then, as workers together with him, beseech you also that ye receive not the grace of God in vain. For he says, I have heard thee in a time accepted, and in the day of salvation have I helped thee. Behold, now is the acceptable time. Behold, now is the day of salvation. May we apply this word for our time. May we say, now it's our acceptable time. Now it's the time for what God has promised for us. All these things are happening before our eyes. Here it says, behold, that the time is coming. Behold, now, the point of time must always come where the word of God becomes a reality. Now, not sometime from now on. No, now is the day of salvation. Our acceptable time doesn't come. It's now. It has already come. And God has visited us graciously and has sent us his servant with the message of the word of God. And then it says, in verse 3, giving no offense in anything, that the ministry be not blamed, but in all things approving ourselves as the ministers of God, in much patience, in afflictions, in necessities, in distresses. The life of Paul was not easy, through many trials, through much afflictions, in distresses. But he carried the word of the Lord. The carriers of the word must go through trials, through which no other has to go through. Even in verse 5, in stripes, in imprisonments, in tumults, in labors, in watchings, in fastings. He went through many things as the carrier of the word. Brothers and sisters, our Lord took everything upon him. He was despised. He was denied. He was spit at. mocked. And even on the cross of Calvary, some could have had the impression, now he failed. He didn't fail. He went the way for you and for me. And as by the disobedience of one, death came upon all, so by the obedience of the second Adam, the grace, the salvation, the justification has come. And we just can thank for it. Remember me when I have to go through some trials through which others don't have to go. Verse 6, by pureness, by knowledge, by long-suffering, by kindness, by the Holy Ghost, by love unfeigned. And now are coming the two important verses. By the word of truth, by the power of God, by the armor of righteousness, on the right hand and on the left, by honor and dishonor, by evil report and good report, as deceivers and yet true. Yes. Here Paul spoke out what was said to me out from my heart in the word of truth. Ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free. My word is the truth, says the Lord. And he says, all who are of the truth, they hear my voice. And brothers and sisters, just receive it today. Ye are of the truth. Ye are pardoned. Ye have become children of God by the faith in the finished work of redemption on the cross of Calvary. He was wounded so that we are healed. He was bitten so that we might be saved. Everything happened. Please don't forget the main thought. Then, when all these things are coming to pass, and our Lord spoke, when you see these things coming to pass, then lift up your heads, for you know that your redemption is drawing near. Brothers and sisters, we see it. We see also the false prophets. We see all the people who were misled and who are even misleading others, who just don't go back to the word, but they remain in that what they took over as their traditions. And now we have the grace to witness that all opposition is being given up. All disobedience has found an end. And faith and obedience took over in our lives. That we really can say with all our hearts, thy will be done. Also for you, my beloved brothers and sisters, you who bear the reproach of Christ and also our reproach, who we are preaching the word, just bear the reproach. It will be worth it. As then with Paul, we don't fail, but to Christ will be presented a chaste virgin, which cannot be deceived anymore, because she is under the direct leading of the Holy Spirit. And she has received the word of God by revelation. We, of course, don't believe because others believed. We believe because the Lord spoke to us through his word. That's how it was with Abraham, and that's how it is with us. Please, take it with you. Then, when all these things are coming to pass before your eyes, then the kingdom of heaven shall be likened unto 10 virgins. And if somebody reads verse 10, that says, and those who were ready went in to the marriage supper, and the door was closed. Also this day serves for the purpose that we are being prepared, that we have an inner agreement to every word of God, to all the promises, which are, of course, yes and amen. And it's not only written like this in 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 20. It's written in your heart and in my heart. All the promises of God are yea and amen. And we are children of promise. And we received the spirit of promise, who leads us into all truth. Did you all understand it? Did you understand it? The Lord also asked at that time, did you understand all this? Just read the last verses in Matthew 13. There the Lord asked, have you understood all this? And they said, yes, Lord, we understood it. So, the preached word, the written word, must become the revealed word, must become the living word. And then it's like with Abraham, like it was with Abraham, that the Lord personally speaks to us. And also today, he spoke to us personally through his word. And we have the guarantee in the scripture that all who hear now the voice of the bridegroom and who obey his voice in obedience, they are part of the bride lamb. The bride of the Lamb, who are hearkening to the voice of the bridegroom. Then, when all these things are coming to pass, then the kingdom of heaven shall be likened unto 10 virgins. Let us belong to the wise ones, and let us be ready at the return of the Lord. I believe it. I believe for you also. I don't have any doubt that all who believe scripturally now are justified before God, and that no accusation can be here anymore. Who can accuse the elect of God? It is Christ who justifieth them. Who wants to condemn if you are already saved? Blessed and praised. Be our Lord. And this gospel of the kingdom of God, with all what goes with it, is being preached now to all nations for a witness. And all who are God's possession, they are hearing the last call. Come out, being separated and being consecrated to God. The Lord, the Almighty God, may he bless us. His presence is today in this building. We are in the presence of God. Today he spoke to every heart without exception. All of us, we understood today in what kind of time we are living. And then the kingdom of heaven shall be likened as it is now. The last call goes forth, the bridegroom, it is the bridegroom who calls his bride. And we have heard his voice, and we may follow him and believe him. He, the Almighty God, who has watched over his word, may he bless us all. May he give us grace. Should somebody be here who would like to be baptized, the condition is believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. The condition is repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, to confirm that we received the forgiveness of sins. Forgiveness is not in baptism. Forgiveness comes through the blood which was shed on the cross of Calvary. The baptism is a confirmation that we believe that our sins were forgiven and that we have become a possession of the Lord. I would like to ask whether somebody is here who would like to be baptized today. Just raise your hand. Is somebody here? If not, then we are waiting for the next time. I say it always. One moment. Was there one hand? One, two, three, four. Please stand up. Please stand up. One, two, three, four, five, six. Very nice. Then, right after this service, we will have a baptism. And all are invited to witness this event. We are thanking God for His Word. His Word didn't return void today. It accomplished for what it was sent for. And now we are standing up. And together we will ask God together, and we'll bring all the prayer requests who are in our hearts, in our lives. We will bring them to the Lord, and He will bring everything to pass. Every time when people came together, wherever the Lord was, there something happened. The sins were forgiven. The sick were healed. The lepers were made clean. The Lord is present to confirm His word in all of us. We don't go after feelings, but we go after faith. Oh, that thou couldest believe, thou wouldest see miracles. Perhaps you have still pain in your feelings. Just receive it by faith. By His stripes I was healed. And so together we will pray now, and we will ask God that He confirms His word in all of us. And before I forget it, let me ask, did we all understand what is written in Matthew 25, verse 1? Then, shall the kingdom of heaven, the kingdom of God, and we may live now. And that what was announced 2,000 years ago we may experience now by His grace. This is the day which the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be happy in it. Let us sing out of conviction. This is the day. Should it be on the hearts of some to come to the front, that we join you in prayer, then I just ask you that all who would like to be baptized, that they are coming to the front now. And also all those who have a special request and who would like to bring it to the Lord with us, just feel free and come to the front while we sing this chorus again. This is the day. Now, to all who have come to the front, how many are consecrating their lives to the Lord today? Fully. Who is consecrating his life to the Lord? Are these all prayer requests which you have? But you want to consecrate your lives to the Lord? Now we will pray together. Please believe now. Believe that God is present now. Believe that the Lord has spoken to you and to all of us. Believe that He stands to His word. He said, "He who comes to me, I will in no wise cast out." He receives all of you. He heals all sicknesses. He forgiveth all iniquities. He makes all damage well. Now we ask our two brothers, Brother Müller and Brother Schmidt, to pray with us. Please, Brother Müller. Faithful Almighty God, thank you, Lord, for your precious and holy word, which has been given to us in such a clarity today, especially the word of prophecy. We have been told to take heed to it, unto a light which shineth in a dark place. Blessed be your wonderful name. I ask you that you may touch all, so that you can fulfill your word in all. Blessed be your holy name for the living power. I adore you with all my heart. Please manifest thyself in a mighty way, especially in the sick ones. May they all be healed. Blessed be your wonderful name. Receive all the glory in Jesus' name. Amen. Great God, we thank you, God of heaven and earth, that you are still confirming your word before us. We have witnesses that your word has addressed and spoken to them. And now they are ready, Lord, to bear witness that they received your word, that they received you. We thank you that you have given us all the grace to believe your word. Lord Jesus, please give grace now that your word is being carried on and that your word is still calling out people
and
today they make a covenant of a good conscience. Please be merciful to all of us. Amen. Please receive it by faith. As sure as our Lord said, to whom you forgive sins, they are forgiven. The forgiveness is passed on by the preaching, and all who believe the preaching, they receive the forgiveness of sins. And so I can say by faith, you who you have received the word of God today by faith, your sins are forgiven through the blood of the Lamb. Be blessed. And the whole assembly, brothers and sisters, don't forget it. This is a special day which the Lord has given us today. Move every word in your heart. Ponder upon it every day. And you will see the word which was written has become the revealed word. Did we understand what kind of grace God has given unto us? This is the day which the Lord has made for us. This is our time in the kingdom of God. And the Lord completes his work. You who are going to be baptized, receive it by faith. You have received Jesus Christ. You recognized by faith that you died with Christ, that you are crucified with him, that you are buried with him, and that you rose together with him unto a new life. As Eve was taken out of Adam, so the bride of the Lamb was taken out of the Redeemer when his side was opened and when the blood gushed forth, the blood of the new covenant, flesh of his flesh, bone of his bone. As written in Ephesians chapter 5. Oh, thanks be to God. Glorify together with me the name of the Lord, for he has done great things in all of us. To him be the honor and the praise. Lord Almighty God, this is the day which you have made for all who have come to the front, for all who remained where they are. You have made this day for us. And we thank you for the great privilege that we can still come together from all peoples, tongues, and nations. Bless all our brothers and sisters all over the earth. All who are now listening, may the arm of God be revealed to them and to us. Dear Lord, we are glorifying the power of your blood, of your word, and of your spirit. Bless all the ministering brethren in all peoples, tongues, and nations. Use them to distribute the spiritual food, to preach the word, so that the last ones can be called out. Bless also me on the trip which is ahead of me to the 5 countries of Africa. Be merciful, Lord. Give grace. Give grace. Bless in particular Brother Tati, who is also making arrangements for the meetings, be it the translations, whatever it might be. Bless our beloved brother. Bless all the brothers who are translating manuscripts. Bless all the brothers in the cabins who are translating. Bless all the listeners. Lord, Almighty God, today my heart is moved in a special way, and with thankfulness, with praise and worship. Hallelujah! 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 Praise and thanks. Praise and thanks. Praise and thanks. We are singing, we give all the glory to Jesus. Thou art worthy. And all the people say, Amen. And all the people say, Hallelujah. And today we don't say, the Lord bless you. Today we say, the Lord has blessed us. The Lord has blessed us. All of you, go in peace. Thank God. Thank God. Thank Him. Thank the Lord for this day.